Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Philip Lindsay released by the Houston Texans. The text line's already blowing up. I knew this was coming. Why is David Johnson still here? John McClain joins us, presented by Horn Solutions. John, both guys, two of the worst running backs in the NFL. Enron back, survives. Philip Lindsay gone. Why?
Tell you, I have no idea. I tell you one thing. Rex Burkhead, even though he averaged 2.2 yards a carry, at least he goes north and south. Lindsay would go east and west.
Oh, my gosh. That's all
and
he would do.
When he was with Denver, they talked about, you know, he's so tough. He runs between the tackles, and he's 190. Well, he didn't do that here. So I assume that three-yard loss, he did not run it the way he was supposed to because they pulled him. At least Burkhead runs between the tackles. And he had a fourth and third down conversion. But then he was running well. Then all of a sudden, he gets him up to a certain point across midfield. And he put Johnson in there. And boom,
that was
boom.
I could not believe
why
that.
In the world would you do that unless Burkhead was hurt, which he was not.
Why is David Johnson still here,
though? I don't know.
What do you think, if you had to guess?
They think he's better than what they got or they could get. And the reason they cut Lindsay is because several teams claimed Royce Freeman. I don't think he's done anything in a while, but he can't be any worse. Scottie Phillips has gotten a couple of carries.
That's fantastic.
The problem is the standards. And I'll say this. The offensive line deserves a lot of credit for allowing no sacks against a team that was really good pass rushers. But the run blocking, they're playing three backups in the offensive line. But the run blocking was no good even before they had injuries.
Right. No. And you know what? We haven't mentioned that enough. I mean, that was – they didn't – move the ball well. They didn't pass the ball very well at all in the second half, and that's what I want to get to in a second. But they did protect, and that was big time.
Jeffrey Simmons and Kevin Byard and one other guy were talking about their game plan was to have Tyrod on the move, and then he hurt them. Both touchdowns were broken plays when he couldn't find receivers. Have him throw quick and have him throw on the move, and how frustrating it was trying to get there, and that they had a good game plan. And they're fortunate he scored those two touchdowns. Do you guys know the Texans have not thrown a touchdown pass on the road since September 19th?
That is incredible.
That's the new stat.
I think the Astros have won five games since then, four or five games.
Texans won the second game before the Rockets. Haven't they lost like 16 in a row now?
15 in a row. John McClain joining us, presented by Horn Solutions. Philip Lindsay gone. He has been released. According to numerous reports now. The game in Tennessee, the game in Nashville, David Culley and company get the job done. Did you think that the Texans won that game, or did you think that the Titans lost that game?
Well, they lost it because they threw four interceptions, three defensive backs in the fourth quarter, and everybody said it was Ryan Tannehill's worst game. And yes, they had injuries. Texans had injuries too. But I think this defense – starting with Kamu Grugier-Hill and his interception that I thought, man, they're finally going to score a touchdown, but to get a field goal. And then the other three in the fourth quarter, two by Desmond King and one by Terrence Mitchell. The Titans were thinking touchdown and onside kick. And the Titans were very gracious about the Texans. Instead of saying, we blew it, we were awful, they praised them as they should. But, no, I thought they won that game. They took it to them. Last three games, all with Derrick Henry rushing for average 224 yards. Titans averaged 39.5 points in those last three games.
What'd you think of, well, let me put it this way. Is Tyrod Taylor regressing, or is this just what you get with him?
Well, I think, first of all, in Miami, he's coming back from a long layoff. The ball was really wet. He was throwing a lot of balls in the dirt when guys were standing there. I expect him to play really well. It's the first time he's played at home since Jacksonville. So I expect that he'll throw the ball a lot better in this game. And I think their offense, not the running game, they'll have to win it with a pass. And then he needs to run. You know, he averaged almost 5 yards carrying, scored two touchdowns. The Jets, coached by Robert Saleh, who was an assistant here for 6 years, they will do whatever they can to try to contain Tyrod, but he's a really smart runner about picking his spots. And if he hits a few passes early in the Energy Stadium, I think we'll see him throw the ball a whole lot better. Five of the last seven are at home, and so they might fool around and win four. I thought, as a joke, Titans might have home field advantage wrapped up. But as bad as they were, and with all the injuries they have, the Colts hadn't beaten anybody until they went to Buffalo and obliterated the Bills.
Hell of a win.
And they got it on right, going on right now. They might overtake them.
Is Jonathan Taylor the MVP?
Oh, you know, Landry, it's almost always a quarterback. Every week they throw another quarterback out there. But it's hard to say he's, I'd say this, he should be in the top three right now. Five touchdowns Sunday, four rushing. Carson Wentz didn't have to complete but 10 passes because they ran for like 265 yards.
You hang 41 and your quarterback throws for 107.
And so I think Taylor's got to be up there. The Texans, it was amazing. He hadn't done much. And he got shut down totally in the first half. Then he had that 83-yard run, 100 yards, and he's been on a roll ever since that Texans game.
John McClain with us, presented by Horn Solutions. Philip Lindsay, I just saw it from The Athletic. A former Pro Bowl running back is on the market. Yeah. Philip Lindsay has been released.
I guess they don't have
it's in the Chronicle, too, but it's not former Pro Bowl running back.
I guess they don't no longer have the running back room with the most yards in the last however many years that they always talked about.
In other words, we got a lot of old guys.
Ingram gone, Lindsay gone.
I don't know how old Royce Freeman is. I haven't looked at his background. But when you, who's the first one that's gone?
Running backs?
Yeah.
Well, Ingram.
Ingram. With Ingram and Lindsay, that note, I can't wait to see when it comes out. If well, it's already out, so it's too late. Next week, they'll have to take out that note, or our backs are number three or something like that.
Robert Saleh, the coach of the New York Jets, he's in the middle of a process as well. It does seem like they have like some young talent on that squad. They had to roll with Joe Flacco on Sunday. Do you think Robert Saleh? Do you think he's doing, just based on, you know, following the NFL? Is he doing a decent job in his process that is obviously similar yet different from the Texans?
Well, you can't judge any coach at this point, but Saleh, he told the media yesterday, and he's, of course, speaking to the fans, you know, the Jets have tried to do a lot of quick fixes. They've gone out and spent millions and millions on free agents that haven't worked out. This one is going to be built through the draft on the ground, from the ground floor, and they're asking people for patience. And the Jets have not been in the playoffs for like 6 years. They've had double-digit, you know, Texans fans got two losing seasons in a row, and they're like, it's the end of the world. Why do you have to go through a time like that? And I think this, Robert was here for 6 years, and I never got to know him because he was so, he was, I remember.
Was he like controller or something?
He started off that, and he worked his way up to linebackers. But after a game, we'd be outside the locker room waiting to come in, and he'd come out immediately, look left, look right, and then take off. He was always first coach out because nobody ever wanted to talk to him.
Wow, so he didn't have a good work ethic.
So looking back at him, I'm thinking, man, he's such a good talker. And
first
he probably would have been very reserved
last
back then.
But
he would have been a good guy to talk to once he became a position coach. And everybody likes him and thinks he's going to be a good head coach that's worked with him. And I hope he does. I think it's going to be fun. Cully and Saleh, two 2-8 teams. And team that wins this game is going to move further down the the list of teams closing in on the top pick.
I'm sensing sarcasm from you there.
About what?
About this, the magnitude of this game on Sunday.
It's huge when it comes to the draft.
Thank you.
Huge.
Thank you. Quit minimizing it.
The winner will move one step farther away from the top pick.
Do you think Robert Saleh would whoop Rex Ryan's ass in a fight?
Yeah, I think he's quick and he's slick and he would hit him like a butterfly, sting him like a bee, Rex made a fool out of himself. Then he comes back and takes a totally
he's the best guy
different
in the world.
Stance. Yeah.
Has there ever been somebody, because Rex Ryan, this was Rex Ryan actually talking about his conversation with Robert Saleh after he basically said he was the scum of the earth and don't compare him to me.
I got to tell you, Sean, I was blown away by the guy. I mean, it reminded me, I had some differences with Tony Dungy. I reached out to him, talked to him, and I was blown away. I thought he was super smart and just, you know, he's got a direction for this football team. But I'm telling you, Jet fans, I mean, the more I talked to him, the more impressed I was with Robert Saleh. Like, I became a fan of his. Mm-hmm. And it's number one, you know, taking my call and all that speaks volumes about him. But it was way more about, we put that stuff behind us, but it's about the future of this team. Mm-hmm. And I'm just telling you something. This guy's got a great plan, and I think they got it right.
There you go. So he thinks.
Why didn't he know that before? He just eviscerated him the week before.
You would think.
He said this is personal.
Yeah.
And you can never let things get personal. If it does, you can't say it's personal. But Rex is not a broadcaster. He's a coach, and so he made a fool out of himself, and then he made a bigger fool out of himself coming back and saying, "Well, I talked to him, and everything's great." Like, I dumbass, why didn't you talk to him before?
Exactly. Before you had that opinion.
Well, I wanted to ask you this because I know you've talked to a lot of people. Has there ever been someone where you thought they would be a weasel or a turd, and then you talk to them and you're like, dude, that guy's a pretty good dude.
Besides you?
I knew that was coming.
Let's move past. Set it up right there, a T-ball.
Let's move past the low-hanging fruits.
I'm trying to think of a player or coach. It would have to be somebody that was a certain way with another team, and then when he came in – well, I'd have to think about that. Well, nobody. Jerry Glanville's worse than I thought he was going to be, but I didn't really have an opinion about it.
Didn't you almost fight?
Two times.
Could you have whooped his ass in your prime?
That was in my prime. I don't know. First time.
Did you hate him enough to where if he would have swung, you would have swung?
No, I didn't hate him.
No,
I didn't hate anybody.
All right, well, did you think he was enough of a jerk to where if Jerry Glanville had swung at your face,
well, here's what he did swing at me.
Huh?
He did swing at me.
Did he connect?
No.
But if he had, would you have felt confident enough that you could have whooped his ass?
When he was screaming and yelling at me, and he reared back to hit me, June Jones standing right there, waiting to see if we get in a fight. Nobody else was standing there. And he swung, and I didn't flinch. And June and I are friends, and we still talk about this. He said, man, I can't believe you didn't flinch. I said, I was calculating his contract and how much of it I was going
to
get.
Yeah. Oh, so you were trying to bait him.
And then, no, I wasn't. He was just ballistic.
So you provoked him to get money.
No. And so the second time I had written a thing, there's nothing wrong with the Oilers, that Glanville getting a year-long case of laryngitis wouldn't cure, and they called me to come over to his office. His assistant, Linda Greer, did, and I got there, and she said, go on in. Coach is waiting for you. I go in. This is right after the season. He gets up from his desk, and he had two doors, and he locks both of them, and he says, I am gonna kick your bleeping ass, you just cussing like crazy. So I had a bag and I put it down, I took my glasses off, put it on his desk, and he comes over and he's got his fist clenched and he's just screaming at me. And so then he goes behind his desk and he starts opening and closing his drawers, slamming his drawers, and I said, what are you doing? I'm getting a affidavit for you to sign saying you won't sue me when I kick your ass.
And I said, smart, actually.
You keep affidavits in your drawer. And he looks up right as he slams it on his thumb. And I knew it hurt. It hurt me on the other side of his desk. And he grabs his thumb. He's trying to act like it doesn't. And he's still cussing and spitting and slobbering all over the place. So then he tells me, get out of his office. And I said, you locked the door. Takes his key out, but he can't grip the key because of his thumb. So I take the keys, I unlock it, and I'm exaggerating, but like a cartoon, you open it. Here come all the assistant coaches falling in because they've been listening.
Yeah, they were.
And the fact is, they were listening.
Yeah.
And so then I left, and that night, no, it was the first time after in '88 when that night the GM, Lad Herzog, called me, said, I wanted to ask you about what happened with you and Jerry today. I said, whatever Jerry says is fine with me. He said, well, I'm down here in Bud's office. I said, so? He said, well, we'd like to hear your version. I said, whatever Jerry said is fine with me. He said, well, Jerry said that he did it because you were being critical of me and Bud. And I started laughing. He said, we know that's not true. I said, whatever Jerry says.
Yeah.
And next day came over and he half apologized. He said, but you knew when you wrote what you wrote that June knows more offense than I'll ever know. That was the reaction you're going to get. And I said, He said, well, if you do that again, you're going to get the same reaction. I said, okay.
Yeah, John McClain presented by Horn Solutions.
How about that?
Here on In the Loop Sports Radio 16. Coming up, I got some crazy ideas that I think are absolutely brilliant when it comes to college
we'll
football.
We'll be the judge of that.
World famous McClain leg hiking next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
John McClain said, thank you, Peggy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, world-famous McClain leg hiking. I got a couple of college football proposals for you, John. You might think these are crazy. You're crazy if you do. That's what I got to say to you. Jerry Glanville story, by the way. You can rewind on the Odyssey app. John McClain almost laying the smack down like the Rock on Jerry Glanville. All right, I want to start with the SEC championship game. Georgia versus Alabama. Georgia is going to be undefeated. Georgia can win or lose, and they're going to be in the college football playoff. Because of that, I say this. Kirby Smart should play his scout team in this game. There is no reason to make yourself have to play Alabama twice. If they beat you, chances are you're going to see them again. You're going to be in the playoff no matter what. Kirby Smart in the SEC championship game should rest his starters and get ready for the playoff.
I get Figgy. It's not in their nature to do that.
I don't care about nature.
You
I'm trying to be smart.
To win the game.
I'm trying to be
and
smart.
And he thinks he can beat Alabama twice.
I can't wait
to see it. Bryce Young against that great
They might
Bulldog
be banged
defense.
Up, though. They might be banged up. You're going to get banged up.
Well, they got 3 weeks, don't they?
So you don't think the Bulldogs can beat Bill O'Brien back-to-back?
Well, it's interesting you say that. Bill O'Brien will be the next coach at LSU.
Hike it, Figgy. I don't think he's going to get a head coaching job.
He's getting a lot of run right now.
But that's in the media.
All right. If Pete Carroll wants to continue coaching, he should go to USC right now and leave Seattle. He's going to make more money. All of the trouble that he avoided the first time he left is gone. Reggie Bush, all is right. There is NIL. And Russell Wilson wants out of Seattle. If Pete Carroll wants to continue coaching, he needs to go back to USC.
I get Figgy. I don't think he wants to get involved in recruiting, even though he can do all the illegal stuff will be legal this time. When Pete Carroll finishes coaching, he's going to retire. He's the oldest coach in the NFL.
Yeah, but
He's older than I am.
I said if he wants to continue coaching, he should go to USC. USC is a better job than Seattle in his case.
No, absolutely
not. Hike
it
again.
What do you mean? He's going to make
hike
as much money.
Hike it twice, Figgy.
All you care about is money. He's going to make more money.
Doesn't matter how much money. He's already worth millions and millions and millions.
But you can get millions and millions and millions.
He has final say
more
on everything there. Why do you have to go and take orders from an AD and rich alums?
Who's he going to
What he should
to?
Go is Texas, because Longhorn's going to be hiring a new coach. Why not Pete
there's
Carroll?
A shot right there.
Go ahead. I'm out.
The of course, now this if he wanted to coach a loser, he'd just stay in Seattle.
There you go. I'm using a make sure you listen to the word that I use here, because it has to do with what David Culley said yesterday.
Listen to the words, John. Let him sound it
the
out
Houston
for you.
The Houston Texans are an effective running team.
Absolutely not. Of course they're not. They're worst in the NFL.
The head coach seems to think so.
Well, that's what he's – what's he going to do? Say, guys, we are terrible.
Yeah.
We can't run the ball. We can't block it.
Yeah.
We're awful.
I mean, coaches have said that before. You don't have to individualize it.
Yeah, no, I don't think – that's not Culley's nature.
The New York Giants are going to need a quarterback this offseason. They have the 6th and 7th pick in the draft. If the draft were today, they should be in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes.
Absolutely they should be, and I'm sure the Texans would love for them to be with those picks, but – would Deshaun Watson want to go to New York?
Well, he's already said he wanted to.
He didn't want to go to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And the only place he said he would go to Miami, but there might be some whole new doors opening up as teams want to change quarterbacks. And if you're Joe Judge and you're going into your third year there and you know there's a good chance you're going to get fired, get Watson. If he came in there and turned that franchise around,
you imagine?
He'd be the toast of New
his
York.
His camp, that Brian Burney, that sleazy guy out there, he was already trying to leak it with Craig Carton and Robertson. We actually played the audio.
Yeah.
So New York's good for the gram. He likes Instagram. He lives on Instagram per Rusty Harden. Jim Irsay is cool as hell for signing $100 bills and passing them out.
I've always thought Jim Irsay was cool as hell. He didn't need to pass out $100 bills. Since he went to SMU, and he's in a rock and roll band, and he was a weightlifter and did a lot of really cool things.
The Indianapolis Colts currently are the second best team in the AFC.
Boy, let me see. Kansas City, I think, is best. And the Colts have won one game Sunday, which wasn't against a team with a losing record. They whipped up on bad teams like the Texans and the Jets, but they were so impressive at Baltimore. Trying to think. Let me think. All AFC teams are down. Sure, why not? Colts right. Buying the Chiefs.
World-famous McLean leg hiking here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Sticking with the NFL, Bill Belichick says that potatoes are his favorite Thanksgiving side. Scalloped potatoes with cheese are the best potatoes.
I can agree with that. I love scalloped potatoes. Never had them on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving would be mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
But I love scalloped potatoes.
Belfast will win at least 5 Oscars. Yeah.
Absolutely. I've seen. What are you turning your nose up? You haven't even seen it.
Yeah, it looks boring.
Go to Variety, which is the best industry source, and look at their projections for the Academy Awards nominations. And the only person that's ranked higher than the little boy from Belfast, who's 10, is
little
Will
boy.
Smith.
Yeah, right. You see the way that guy's acting? That ain't no little boy, sir. Guy's a man.
He's 9 years old when he was filming.
I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio was like 30 when he was on Titanic. I mean, we can give him a break. Gosh. Have you seen King Richard yet?
Nope.
I can't even ask the question. Are you going to see House of Gucci?
Of course.
I'm going to see that tonight.
I'm going to see King Richard,
You talked me into House of Gucci. I'm going to go see that tonight.
You need to be talked into Belfast. People need to learn something about history.
Oh, okay. My mom was a history teacher, sir.
Yeah, did it stick?
No.
It is a great movie.
Royce Freeman will have more rushing yards Sunday than David Johnson.
Give him a chance. Why not? He can't have fewer.
I wonder
who the running back's going to be next season. Backs.
Not these guys.
The running back?
Running backs.
Who
will be next season.
Who they're going to be?
Yeah.
Hopefully somebody good.
Yeah.
Hopefully someone in the second round.
That's got to be a priority.
Second round. Start of the second round. That's when you get the running backs. That's when Jonathan Taylor got selected. That's when Dalvin Cook got selected. That's when you do it. You do it in the second round. These guys are already in their prime. You get them for 4 years, and then you move the hell on. No more Rex Burkhead. No more David Johnson. Philip Lindsay, worst running back in the league.
Well, I can't say that. I don't know enough about all the others, but he's one of the worst, and now he's on open market.
Well, actually, guy now. John, always a pleasure to see you. I love
Happy
when you
Thanksgiving,
have that
guys.
Happy Thanksgiving
Biggie,
to
happy
you.
Thanksgiving to you.
Hey,
happy
John.
Thanksgiving I'll be back in here in the morning, and then I'll be back on Friday.
John,
right.
That's kind of a humble brag for how hard you work. Just say, I'm the hardest working man in Houston. Just
I would
over
never
with.
Say that because I'm not. There's a lot
who's
of people.
Who's harder. Works harder than you? Mark Berman?
Yeah, Mark Berman's the hardest working person I've ever met. But you guys got to come in here and do this 4 hours a day, 5 days a week.
I got to do it
I don't
him.
Know how you do it. And that's even more, yeah. Congratulations. Right. You're a saint.
Before you leave, I need you to reason with me. You're already laughing. I'm trying to be serious.
Okay, that's why I'm laughing.
Can you at least admit that you're a big deal in Nashville?
No,
can you at least
admit
it? John,
no.
Did you
no.
see John, I've never seen you look as fresh as you did on that web series with Outkick. You must have gone to the haircut lady or something.
No.
So just admit you were a big deal in Nashville.
I'm not a big deal in
One
Nashville.
More thing.
I'm a big deal nowhere.
One more thing.
Not even a big deal at home.
Yes, you all. Come on.
Take a back seat to a cat, Shadow. Yeah,
one more thing real quick. Is Sunday going to be a special day for you?
Sunday a special day, yeah, because I got a chance to beat the Jets.
Isn't it your birthday?
What's the date on
November
Sunday?
November 28th?
Yep, that's my birthday. I'll be 70 years old.
See, how about that?
Hey.
See you guys. Thank you.
Old.
Hey, my birthday's Saturday. Me and McClain are like buddies. That's why we're so much alike.
You're birds of a feather.
That's why we're so much alike.
Happy birthday.
I don't even know what our sign is, but that's why we're so much alike. Two sexy mother...
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. Don't even know what that means. Coming up! Deshaun Watson on his way to the Big Apple after last night. David Culley said, what? And my gosh, one of our coworkers said something that was a little too dramatic for even me. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories. stories of the day. Brought to you by workformetro.org. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Deshaun Watson and the New York Giants makes too much sense. Giants fall to Tampa Bay yesterday 30-10. By the way, Houston Texans in action on Sunday. 10 minutes from now, be listening for your chance to get your butt in the seats against the other New York team, the Jets, taking on the Texans on a Texans ticket Tuesday. This was Joe Judge after the beatdown that the Giants suffered at the hands of Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It's our job to go out there, all right, and give them something to cheer about. So let's just be clear about that right now. Fans buy tickets. Whatever they want to say in the stands, they've bought that right to do that. Fans support us. Fans watch us at home. They root for us. They pull for us. We appreciate that. It's our job to give them something to be proud of. It's not their job to, you know, have blind faith in us. We've got to go out there and we have to work and put ourselves in a position that the fan base has something to cheer for. When I tell them, we're going to give you something to be proud of, I'm not asking you to be patient. That's not your job. I'm telling you, we're going to put something on the field you can be proud of. Okay, that's on my name. Okay, you understand that? That's on my name. All right, I'm the leader of this team. I'm in charge of this team. That's on me. I don't point fingers. I don't make excuses. I'm not asking them to, you know, be patient through it. I'm just telling you point blank. I just told the players. I told the players, you just show up on Wednesday, ready to go.
All right, there you go. Joe Judge. Now, this is why Deshaun Watson in New York makes the most sense. First of all, they need a quarterback. Daniel Jones ain't it. Second of all, Deshaun Watson, and we'll hear this in a sec, Deshaun Watson's camp has kind of leaked that New York would be a place of interest. They did it last offseason. We'll hear Carton and Roberts lay that out. Second of all, they have draft equity. If the draft were today, they'd have the 6th and 7th overall selection. They also have Joe Judge, who has a relationship with Nick Caserio. It just makes too much sense for too many reasons. Deshaun Watson to the New York Giants, something that I think is a very strong possibility, and I think it's something to keep a very, very, very close eye on.
I agree with you. Texans could end up with either the 4th or 5th and 6th and 7th picks in the draft. 4th, 6th, and 7th.
And I think you trade, you don't necessarily have to make all those selections because someone's going to fall in love with a Matt Corral or someone in that fringe, and then you trade back and you get multiple picks next year, the year after that. That's how it works. That's how you roll.
I think another very important thing to remember, people say this all the time just as an expression.
What people?
People say, just as an expression, like it's unacceptable. Blah, blah, whatever the you know, you're talking about is unacceptable.
Do they say it is what it is?
God, I hate that so much. But losing seasons in 8 of the last 9 years for the New York Giants,
big deal,
is truly unacceptable.
Yeah, big deal.
That is truly, truly unacceptable. You've had 4 coaches.
Right.
I mean, so they're hungry, and they also offer insulation for Deshaun Watson and all the stuff that's hanging around it.
But there is that no trade clause. We know that he would go to Miami, according to multiple reports. Well, his buddy, business manager Brian Burney, was putting out leaks and reports that before the Jets selected Zach Wilson in the draft and before the allegations, that New York would be a place of interest for Deshaun Watson. This was Carton and Roberts letting this be heard on the air.
I know that Deshaun Watson was in New York. My main man, Deshaun Watson's in town. I reached out or connected my tweet to the marketing agent. And I said, go get Deshaun Watson. He's in New York right now. The agent liked the tweet.
So that means Deshaun Watson's coming to the Jets. That confirms it.
I'm about to unearth. And
Get me Deshaun.
We will do our part to try to get Deshaun Watson here.
There you go. So there is some interest. Denver also, they're locking up their receivers. They're going to be in the quarterback market. We know what Kareem Jackson said about Deshaun Watson during the offseason.
Man, honestly, man, I could talk to Deshaun as much as I want. I mean, it doesn't matter what I do. I had a couple of conversations with him, just with him, you know, saying that, you know, Denver is a place that he's interested in landing. So everybody know the type of talent he possesses, you know, what type of guy he is. So it'll be nice, you know, nice to have him, you know, but we'll see what happens.
Things are shaping up. It's going to be an interesting market. Keep an eye on New York. Keep an eye on Denver. Big news for the Texans today. Philip Lindsay released, cut, gone. But David Culley insists that this is still a good rushing attack. We'll get into that at noon. Speaking of David Culley, is David Culley
an immoral slime ball. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. This kind of went over my head yesterday because I didn't quite understand why the hell we were talking about Bill Parcells for 14 minutes and 35 seconds yesterday to start the press conference. But we were. And Bill Parcells, who recruited David Culley to Vanderbilt's, gave Culley a nickname, Double Cross.
You don't want that nickname.
How did that nickname come about? Here's David Culley on that.
After I signed that letter of intent, I signed the letter of intent with somebody. I don't even remember who it was. But people, MTSU, exactly right, Aaron. And everybody else kept recruiting. So along the way, I actually committed to like three or four people, you know, after I had already already signed the letter of intent with Middle Tennessee. What? And so when he came in and started recruiting me, the thing was when he convinced me to come, he'd also heard that I told Tennessee I was coming, I told Notre Dame I was coming, and I told his team I was coming. So he nicknamed me Double Cross.
What in the heck? Now, do you see the light with this story?
Oh, my gosh. I have seen the light with this story.
How do you tell? I know that it was harder to get a hold of people back then, and maybe this wouldn't be like an internet story or something like that.
Could you imagine going on right now?
How do you? It kind of has, and people have gotten caught for it.
What's that quarterback that went to A&M and then Miami and then Ohio State? And
I feel like that's every prospect.
No, but
ever.
He committed like.
I feel like that's all of them.
But he didn't do it all at once.
Man,
you committed to four schools at least. Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Notre Dame, and maybe even somebody else.
Yeah.
Simultaneously. Yeah, I'll play for you.
Yeah.
You know what the light bulb moment I had with this when I heard this and I heard the guys talking about it this morning?
What?
No wonder he can't make a decision on the field. Like, should I punt? Should I call a timeout? How about a fake punt? Should I let the play clock run out? Let's do it all. Let's do it all simultaneously, like I committed in college.
Sean and Seth were kind of bothered by this. And you know what? They got a pretty good point.
David Johnson, Philip Lindsay. I don't know. All of them. Let's run all of them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Seth was irrationally upset by this.
Yeah, he was.
This was this morning, Payne and Pendergast, which you hear Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 6. And I thought this was a good analysis of old Double Cross.
I can't think of a more David Culley story than that story right there, where he's kind of making like a folksy tale about him being really, really dishonest about something and somehow passing it off. Like, hey, dude. I'm just lovable, chatty, positive guy. David Culley, who gets himself in trouble because he just wants to say something to make you happy. He's a people pleaser. He just, can I say anything? Can I keep talking until you're happy? And you can envision him with each one of these coaches, like him enthusiastically telling them, yeah, you guys recruited me really well. I'm coming. Dude. I'm coming to Middle Tennessee State. I'm coming to Vanderbilt. result. I'm coming to Notre Dame. It's not that he dropped out of one commitment. He was simultaneously committed to, it sounds like, five schools.
Yes.
Was it?
He's a football polygamist.
There is a part of me, as funny a story as that is, and it's a long time ago, that, I don't know, there's something about that that rubs me the wrong way, that Cully just flat out just kept saying yes. You know what bothers me? That he's not ashamed of it. I would not be proud or happy or tell a funny story about my nickname being Double Cross.
It's like he feels like there's a statute of limitations on it. Like, you know, it was 50 years ago, so who cares?
Yeah.
The thing is, it's like a slime ball move.
What do you mean, like a slime ball move?
It is a slime ball move. He's committed to four different coaches think, well, we don't have to recruit a quarterback anymore. Well, you kind of do. At least three of y'all do, or four, however many it is. But he does make you feel like it was just fine. Yeah, I committed to four schools.
It's all good.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's all good. Old Double Cross.
That's cute.
David Cully, that guy. Speaking of slime ball, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Julian Edelman can go to hell.
What?
He can go to hell.
Why?
Straight up go to hell.
What
yesterday
did he do?
On Manning Cast, which, by the way, another good addition. Yeah. Condoleezza Rice, okay. Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman did not start a quarterback in his fantasy league this last week because Stafford was on bye. So in his league, he just left the quarterback spot blank, and he went on there and said with a straight face like it was no big deal. Go to hell, Julian Edelman.
Well, I don't know if I would say go to hell.
Nah, go to hell.
I mean, he probably got what he deserved. There's no way he could
No, it's not what you deserve. It's about the other people in your league. You're supposed to fill the lineup. It's not about someone else getting
a win.
You're supposed to respect the game and fill the lineup. You might be out of it, but you got to fill your lineup.
How do you
go to hell, Julian Edelman?
What did you hear about this?
He said it yesterday on Manning Cast.
I didn't hear that part.
Yes.
I didn't hear that part.
I heard it. Mm-hmm. It stuck out like a sore thumb. I was disappointed
I heard them making fun of Tom Brady's running skills.
Yes, which Tom Brady made fun of afterwards. But Julian Edelman, you are the worst of the worst during football season not filling your lineup. You suck.
But wouldn't you be thrilled if you played him and he didn't
start? It's not about you. It's about the league. It's not about an individual thing. It's about the league. There are people vying for playoff spots. What if he's in a certain spot and him playing a quarterback would have allowed someone else to move up in a playoff spot?
Yeah.
It's about 17 weeks of effort. It's about the draft process. It's about the whole process. And then you just lay out during that, Julian Edelman, go to hell. Seriously, go to hell.
All right.
For real.
All right.
Go to hell.
I won't argue too much.
That is awful.
I get your point.
That is awful, Julian Edelman. Be better than that. For real.
Right.
Or don't play fantasy football. Seriously, that's just as bad as the David Cully thing to me.
I do hate the fantasy football guys that are, once they're kind of out of it, they just start quitting.
You can't do that.
They just leave guys that are on bye weeks and stuff.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's not a fantasy league worth having. So, Julian Edelman, you, my friend, suck.
Okay.
Brandon Scott, one of our favorites.
Scott?
Our guy Brandon Scott, sportsradio610.com.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any like dramatic music for our guy B. Scott? I think B. Scott does a great job. Keep it locked, though. Next few minutes, we're going to give you a chance to go to the game on Sunday. Brandon Scott got extra dramatic yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. Sometimes you over-romanticize things.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Scott got real dramatic
yesterday. Got in his feelings a little bit?
I don't even know if you heard about this. Garrett Stubbs, of the Houston Astros.
He has moved on.
He is a Philadelphia Philly.
Right.
Traded. Kind of under the radar. Third string catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't on the roster sometimes during the postseason. This is what Brandon Scott had to say about that. Wishing Stubbs all the success. I go on radio sometimes in San Diego, his hometown, humble brag.
Mm-hmm.
And they love him there. Fan favorite type wherever he goes. When has Garrett Stubbs ever been a fan favorite? I like the guy, but when the hell has anyone ever called Garrett Stubbs a fan favorite? Fan favorite type? What is this, Jose Altuve or George Springer?
No.
Like, is this Josh Reddick? Garrett Stubbs, fan favorite type everywhere he goes.
Is his nickname Machete? Machete? Because that's a fan favorite.
Fan favorite?
Martin Maldonado. Was he a fan favorite here? Garrett Stubbs?
No! What are we talking about? Fan favorite type? And I texted B. Scott yesterday. I was like, dude, what are you talking about, man?
I've got a question about someone else that we all know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who?
If I am ever accused of a heinous crime, I want Figgy investigating.
I wonder why is that?
Did you see Figgy's tweet?
He's trying.
Y'all
to,
got a weird sense of humor, man.
He's trying to play it off as he was being sarcastic.
Oh,
but I know,
gosh.
I speak Figgy and I know Figgy. Figgy no. has that likable innocence.
I got it right here.
Figgy has that likable innocence.
I got it right
and,
here.
And I think he is rewriting history by saying that he was laughing. Not being sarcastic. He like, said he was being sarcastic, and I'm like, no, you were not.
Sports Radio 610, no. John Lopez has been accused of blah, blah, blah. But Edward Gilliard is on the case. Oh, I'm off. I'm good. I'm done. I'm going to walk. This is the tweet. Hold on, Figgy. Right. You'll be able to defend yourself. This is the tweet.
This is the innocence of Figgy.
He's
rewriting history. I don't care what you say, Figgy.
It is. So the Astro World stage is still up at NRG Park. I know it's not an overnight job, but, man, it's been up for weeks. I wonder if the lawsuits / investigation have anything to do with the stage still being there.
Y'all got some weird sense of humors, man. Y'all got that white people sense of humor,
why?
Man.
Why?
Yes.
Yeah.
How is that funny?
I wonder.
Wait, so you were you really wondering that? Of course it does, Figgy.
No, everything else is took down except for Travis Scott's set.
Yes.
That's where they're investigating. That's whatever why. Or whatever the distances and the crowd control. In fact, Clint Sterner didn't finish.
You think they just randomly, like, packed up everything. I thought said, you know what? The Travis Scott set, we're just going to leave that up there.
I ain't think it was going to be up this long.
All
I
right.
thought it was going to be maybe like 2 weeks.
I will say Clint Sterner couldn't finish the full running of the Bulls 5K. It wasn't a 5K. It was like a 4.3K or something because they still have areas of NRG Park kind of roped off.
Wait, why?
From the investigation.
Y'all got a weird sense. I see why you like Pete Davidson, man.
Figgy was
now. I see why you were so upset about me
Figgy
saying that.
Figgy was wondering it, and I said, and I replied to Figgy, I go, Sherlock Holmes has nothing on Fig.
What's all this blood and all these bullet casings doing here? Figgy's like, don't worry about it. Just clean them up.
Well, I guess it's going to be there by the rodeo, then.
Just throw them away. You know what? It's going to be there Sunday. Which is interesting.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think they probably had 3 weeks to do it.
Oh, is that right?
I would think so.
But the investigation, they don't put timelines on these investigations. They go until they're done.
Travis Scott, I mean, well, the way that some of the lots have looked, quite honestly, you can leave it there. I don't think they'll miss it too much.
Yeah. Dude, this is true, too.
Sure about that?
This is true. I don't know.
That's funny y'all found that so funny.
I wonder
I didn't think it was that funny.
Travis Scott said it's still up. I wonder if it has to do with the investigation.
They took everything else down. It's just his own.
Except
that
there were
one,
areas. Like
just said, that one piece.
Except
where he performed, right?
Yeah. But other
what a coincidence.
But not to get all sad and none, but other people died other places, not at that exact set.
Is there still fencing up? And all that, like the entrances and all that, because that's what they're investigating.
I think so. Yeah, I ride past it every day, so I see it all the time. Yeah, so that's why I tweeted that.
So that's why. It's.
I'm glad I gave y'all a laugh.
I want you on my side,
Figgy. Figgy. You weren't here, by the way. You weren't here. I think you have, like, some mail from some people accused of crimes. I think they wanted to get you on the scene, on the spot. Investigate.
I'm down for it.
Let's give you a chance to get out there to NRG. Texans versus Jets Sunday at noon. It is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Could the Texans win two in a row? You'll be there to find out.
It's a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Win a pair of tickets to Texans Jets. Call now. 713-572-4610. Caller number 5 wins a pair of tickets to Texans Jets. That's 713-572-4610. Exclusively on a Texans Ticket Tuesday.
All right, there you go. Next chance to win, 1240. Man, Figgy, they want you on the feds real bad here. Real bad.
I don't rock with the feds, man. I'm cool, man. Y'all the feds, for real.
It was
y'all be
you
watching
tweeted,
everything,
it's a public
man.
Forum.
Man,
it's
y'all
a
got
public
y'all
forum.
Got my tweet notifications on something, man.
They just popped
up. Oh,
man.
I feel special. Damn, y'all the federation over there, man.
It's a public forum. It's
y'all the cops over there, man.
Media. It's social media is what it is.
Y'all the cops, man.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Hey, I'm not even going to say it.
Y'all should be on an investigation. Where y'all be investigating on tweets?
Coming up.
Figgy was on that Kennedy assassination investigation. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, one shooter. We're good. It was just one guy. No conspiracy. No nothing. Just clean up this mess.
Let's investigate why David Johnson is still here. Philip Lindsay has been released. Why is David Johnson still here? And why does David Culley insist that the Texans are effectively running the ball next?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.